Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malole Suefu, Malelangi Mama, Kiorana, Maloelelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Melepuka, Mel, Mai Teama, and Momo Lava Piki, Petitato Tamana, Talangi Motana Tauhinga, Manahaka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Mateola Matemaloi, Kumawe Gitato, Tokatino in Tato Tamahina Bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Better yet, you can download.
Falava Te Ama Community Radio. Malole soifua kia ora na tato katoa toa. Good morning and welcome to all our beautiful listeners this beautiful morning. I'd like to share this quote. It's actually from Bill Cairn, and it says, "Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is the gift of God, which is why we call it the present." Amen. So, this morning, our guest hasn't actually arrived yet, but it is a privilege to be able to have with me some beautiful young girls, and it's Grace and Shivani O'Neill joining me in the studio as become our very, very special guest and to share with us the knowledge that they have, the experience that they have at such age. I will ask them how old they are before they come on air to talk with you. But before we continue on, first of all, we must give thanks and praises to our Heavenly Father for the gift of life and the many, many blessings that He has bestowed upon us. Each one of us, every one of us, and our families, our children. Therefore, we open our program with a word of prayer. E mō mō pē lawana tātou si I whātasi lewi inga male whaafitai le tua mō lo nā lofa tū noa ma le tele wana whaamanuianga mō I tātou umalawatai tō tāsi o le mele o la amatai nei la tātou pōkalame I le tatalo. So Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for the beautiful gift, the breath of life and life itself, the wind that we can see, it's so cool on our body and the sunshine as well. We give you all glory. We give you praises, Lord, for you are a good God. You are a faithful God. You are a loving God, a forgiving God. And so, Lord, as we continue with this program, may the message that we share with Grace and Shivani will touch somebody looking for an answer. Lord, may you bless them and bless these two young, beautiful girls. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, and our message this morning, we're just going to do a little bit of reminder with regards to the mumps that we have been talking about in the past. It is still quite, it's spreading. And so it's just a reminder again to all our listeners as we continue. But before we do, we're just going to have our next track. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Te Ama Pacifica Health. And welcome once again.
Take me back to the island.
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 Beautiful days, living and learning the island way. She had a great big smile while wiping the tears from her face.
Son, son, please take me home.
That's what she said to me.
Son, son, that's where I belong.
And then she cried.
I may not be with you very long.
My
Talofalava, kia orana, and welcome back to our beautiful listeners this morning. I am so blessed and privileged to have with me joining in the studio our very beautiful guest who's just put on the spot, and I say, yes, okay, let's go, let's get on. Of course, it's Grace and Shivani O'Neill, and I am going to ask them to introduce themselves. Hi, girls, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, good. And there's something else that you'd like to tell them. They're actually twins.
Yeah.
They're actually twins, yeah. So I'm just going to ask them, how would you, for the sake of our listeners, can you please just tell us about your name and what you're looking so happy and excited, and they're also very beautiful and pretty girls. Yeah, always start with, who is the oldest?
I am.
And who are you?
Oh, my name is Grace.
Okay.
Neil, yeah. I am 16 years old, yeah. And, yeah, it's quite a privilege to be here with Mama Fali on air.
Oh, good. Putting you on the spot, eh?
Yeah, nah, it's all good, though.
All right. And your sister?
Yeah, I'm Grace's twin. My name is Siobhan O'Neill, and I'm also 16 years old.
Okay, because when I introduced the program this morning, like our guest didn't quite make it, maybe still on the way, but we'll move on. Just like to remind our listeners about what was the treatment for mumps, and I'll come back to you about immunizations, right? You probably can remember or cannot remember the first injection that you had when you were a baby. So, yes, so the treatment for mumps, of course, mumps is a virus, and it doesn't respond to antibiotics or other medications. However, you can treat the symptoms to make yourself more comfortable while you're sick. These include rest when you feel weak or tired, take over-the-counter pain relievers such as antibiotic and painkiller. What do you call those painkillers, like ibuprofen?
Panadol?
Yeah, Panadol, to bring down the fever, right? That's what it does, yeah. And soothe swollen glands by applying ice packs. Also, drink plenty of fluids. Yeah, you always get told to drink fluids to avoid dehydration due to fever. And eat a soft diet of soup, yogurt, and other foods that aren't hard to chew. Chewing may be painful when your glands are swollen. Avoid acid foods and beverages that may cause more pain in your salivary glands. So these are the kind of things that we need to remind our listeners. And also don't take little things like when you feel tired, feverish, not wanting to eat, you know, so go to the doctor straight away, right? The sooner the better. So people can return to work or school by going and see the doctor earlier. So most people who get mumps can't contract the disease a second time. Having the virus once protects you against becoming infected again. So let's talk about the first injections that you can remember. What was your experience, Grace?
I remember being told when we were babies, when we were about to get our injection, we were like crying and everything. But then as we were getting it, our mum and dad gave us a bottle straight away, and then we were fine.
Oh, bottle.
Yeah.
What do you remember, Shivani?
The first one I remember was at school, and they gave us a tetanus injection, mm-hmm. and we had to get permission from our parents to do it, and there were a few of us that were allowed, and so these nurses would come in and sit us down, and they'll give us an injection, and then I would remember... us kids would sit in the hallway after our injection, and they gave us ice packs to put on our shoulders. And so I remember just sitting in the foyer, just waiting together, talking. We got to miss out on class for like 20 minutes because they had to check on us. And it was quite nice being with our friends because it made it less scary getting an injection. So that's the first one I remember.
So when was your last injection? How old are you now?
16.
Okay, so when was your last injection?
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, when we did a mission trip in Cambodia, we had to get injections before. Oh. Then, so that was like 3 years ago.
You went to Cambodia?
Yeah.
Wow. That's exciting. Do you want to talk about that? And how did you find that trip?
Oh, that was definitely a blessing. So we went to Cambodia, which is a third world country, and we went along with One-to-One Cambodia. And so our parents provided dental and oral health care. So we went with a team of people that were dentists and a hygienist and doctors. And Grace and I were two, we're not qualified dentists, so we taught all the kids English and oral health care, like how to brush your teeth properly and how to keep your mouth clean and all that important stuff. So that was definitely a blessing because it was quite awesome to see a poorer country and just learn how privileged we are in this first world country, New Zealand. So that was a blessing, and it was really sad to see, but we learned how loved and lucky we are in New Zealand.
Not so much lucky, blessed.
Blessed, that's the word.
Wow, as you were saying, I'm thinking, wow. And, you know, to our listeners, these two girls, I have just put them on the spot right now, and they're so confident, you know. Oh, wow. And they've been to Third World War?
Third World Country.
Okay. And those kids are less fortunate, yourself. So you must have learned a big lesson to see how blessed you are.
Yeah, definitely. We went to a lot of slums, and these people didn't have, like, proper homes. They got the government pushed them out of their homes so that he could make, so that the government could remake or new buildings or something like that. So these guys didn't have any homes, and they were babies and children, and it wasn't clean at all. And so that was really sad to see that people over here don't even have the privilege of a house. And but they still seemed quite happy just with what they had, and that was impressive.
I remember going over there, one of the most significant things that we experienced there was we were driving, like, on these tuk-tuk things. They're, like, these motorbikes with little carriages on the back. And I remember going past this really poor, old-looking shop, and there was, like, this little child sitting on top of, like, old bicycle parts and, like, rubbish. And he was playing with two tissues. But the thing was, he only had those two tissues, but he looked like the happiest person on earth. He was just, like, occupying himself, laughing at the tissues and everything. And it was cool because it really, like, showed you guys, like, that we don't need everything. We don't need, like, the latest iPhone to be happy. We don't need the latest brands to be happy. You just, need to be happy with yourself and stay with yourself.
Wow, this is amazing. This girl, 16. And how old you were then, 3 years ago?
13.
And you said, Shivani, that you're not a dentist, but you taught them how to clean their teeth and all that. Right?
Yeah.
And wow, that is such a good ministry that you have provided for those, for their country, for those children.
Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, to our listeners, it is Shivani and Grace that you're listening to. And I am so excited and so blessed to hear and to know that you are in the studio, Planet FM 104.6, sharing your experience when you were 18, talking about mums, talking about, health check, immunizations, you know, and all that sort of things. All right. So what else are you about to do, or you have been so successful throughout the year? Is there anything that, like, jumping out at you that you want to, again, share with our listeners?
We did just finish going through our exams.
Yes.
It was our first year in NCA Level 1, which was a really good experience, learning experience. Like, getting used to studying and balancing, like, out your studies. Yeah. A good tip would be don't procrastinate, because, you know, that's a big no-go.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
But, yeah, it was definitely an experience to do exams, and our school puts a lot of pressure on students to get very high grades, so, and a lot of the students put that pressure on each other. So that I found that quite difficult, but I had my friends were really supportive with that. And one of the verses that I'll just like to share, a verse that really helped me through this time as I was, as I got quite anxious with all my exams, there was a verse in the Bible called Philippians 4, verse 4 to 7, and it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near." And this is a verse that really spoke out to me. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understandings, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So to me, that's just showing me that I don't need to worry about my exams. I can just praise God and give glory to Him, and trust that He will bring me through. And He has. And now we're on holidays now. Very blessed. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Shivani. You've been listening to Shivani O'Neill, who just shared that verse with us, Philippians 4, and verse 4 to 7. And she is so excited. She feels so blessed. Mm-hmm. And now she's on school holidays now. So where to from here, Grace?
Oh, well, we've just been blessed with an awesome overseas opportunity, too, which is, like, amazing. Like, I can't believe it's actually happening. I'm so excited. And yeah, we actually leave today, so...
Yes, you're going on another trip.
Yeah.
Can I ask, is it back to Cambodia?
No. We're actually heading off to America this time.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you know, rejoice in the Lord. That's what you're saying.
Definitely. So praising God right now. Very excited.
Amen.
He's provided an amazing trip for us.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's cool to see him, like, watch him work through our life and just showing that we don't need to worry about God will provide. So now I'm so excited. We get to see a white Christmas and experience that. So, oh man, praising God.
Yeah,
the first time you're going to see a white Christmas?
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so keen to do like some snow angels, you know, build snowman.
Yeah.
Are you meeting special friends, families, cousins?
Yeah, we're going to meet up with family. And
got some friends over there that is provided for this trip, and that they will be hanging out with family for a little bit, and then we'll be hanging out with our friends over there.
Yeah. Wow, praise the Lord. Yeah. That is so awesome. Yeah. Honestly, I cannot believe what I'm hearing. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. You've been listening to Grace and Shivani O'Neill, and they'll be right back after this track.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Welcome back. Te Ama Community Radio. Te Aloha Lava Malo Lila Le Soe Malo Soe Fua. You have been listening to Grace and Shivani O'Neill, who are 16 years old and so, so happy and exciting that, excited that they are about to leave, straight after from here, actually.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Wow. What else you, like to share with us? You know, the fact that I've just put them on the spot. They're just like as if they've been here in the studio. Okay, Shivani, off you go.
All right. Well, I would just like to repeat that verse for the listeners. It's Philippians 4, verse 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understandings, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So I just want to encourage you guys to always give glory to God and rejoice, and if you're anxious about anything, know that God is so much stronger and so much bigger than your trials, and just give it to Him and trust in Him, and know that He loves you and He will fill you with peace.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. The last question, because we are about to stop. And Grace, what is the last final message that you want to leave with your audience or listeners?
What I'd like to say, I'd definitely like to add on to what Bonbon said, and like, if any of you are going through trials and stuff, just remember what the devil plans, like kill, steal and destroy, God will work for the better or work for the good. So like, God sees a bigger picture, and like, even though you may feel like why is this happening, what is going on, don't worry, you've got someone bigger by you, which is God, who will stand by you and take care of you. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I just want to add to this. Is it Philippians 4:13? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The reason why I picked this one, because to the audience, actually, for me, myself, as Fale Fangamalomelemelepuko, who is the producer of this radio program, I just want to let everybody know this is actually my grandchildren, my granddaughters, and I've just put them on the spot. No practice, no warning. Just as you're coming with me, my guest is not turning up today, so you're going to be the guest. And they're just like, okay, we're coming. Thank you. This is a good example of, you know, young people who are ready to take up a challenge, you know, who are ready to experience experiences. Right? And so we've come to the end, and I just want to thank my beautiful special guest speakers this morning, Grace and Shivani O'Neill. Thank you so much for being willing, you know, to come in and be part of this ministry. And this is your first time, and I'm just so grateful, and I thank God, you know, for giving me such beautiful granddaughters, you know, not shy and not wanting to hide, you know, from putting on the spot, especially in the studio. And so, yes, we're going to say goodbye now. And to all our beautiful listeners, thank you from Te Ama. On behalf of Te Ama and Te Ama's team, God bless you all. Until next time. So, Grace?
Yeah. I'd just like to end with a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this opportunity we could have with Mama. Thank you for these experiences that can really grow, like, our walk in life and really grow experiences and stuff. Thank you, God, that we can be here to hopefully bring joy or happiness into our audiences who are listening. And thank you for all you do, Lord. I pray if anyone's listening to this in the car, may they have safe traveling mercies. And anyone listening to this at home, may they have an awesome day. We love you, Lord, and thank you for all you do. Amen.
Amen. Shivani, last say goodbye.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for all you listeners. I pray that you'll be blessed and really see God work in your life. And I'll just like to end in prayer as well. Lord God Almighty, thank you, Father, that we can come to you. I praise and thank you for the amazing holiday you have in store for us. I praise and thank you for the opportunities you give us. Thank you for our amazing mama who's been able to give us this opportunity and support us as we do it. And I pray and ask that you, anyone that's anxious right now or going through a hard time, that you just fill them with your love and peace, and that they'll really be able to trust in you, God.
Yes.
I praise you and I love you. Amen.
Amen. And also enjoy your holiday. You're about to get on a plane. Love you. And God bless you. Thank you again.
He will not always try. He will with patience wait. His breath is ever slow to rise. Ready to ascend. Ready to ascend. Ready to ascend. Ready to obey.
Oh, yeah.
make me valley down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Up the country, 20 miles or more. Going up the country, 20 miles or more. Going up the country, out of cold, sleet, and snow. I'm not telling how much further I might go. Well, make me damn a pallet on your floor. Down a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet close behind your door. Make it where your good man never goes.
Saturday night, you check the TV, yeah. And pray the black and white can keep you satisfied. Well, she had a yellow hair.
she had high-heeled shoes. She read the whole affair and left you black and blue in 1956. She was just a kiss. Ooh, in 1985, how could she come to this? Well, he had a yellow hair. He liked high-heeled shoes. Look, lipstick was everywhere. He left her black and blue. So it's a Saturday night. You check the TV guide. And pray you'll be alright. Because it's your turn this time. See, she had a yellow hair. She had high-heeled shoes. Look, stick was everywhere. And you left her black and blue. What's it to you? Black and blue.
You embrace. If I was a master thief, Dissatisfied with your position and your place. Thank you.